Our British Affairs correspondent Rob Broomby has this profile of Robert Jay.
The legal advice, I think, was sought after the solution, inverted commas, which Mr. Osborne referred to, had been decided on. Is that right?
Celebrities have faced him. Editors, media barons, the prime ministers past and present have all had the treatment. Robert Jay QC is the inquiry's soft-spoken inquisitor who treats all those before him with the same polite persistence. The inquiry began with a sense that relations between the popular press, politicians, the police and the public were so warped something had to be done to end the abuses.
Do you have a strategy at the beginning of each year where you map out who you should be seeing over the course of the year, or is it much more adventitious? In other words, your staff decides on a weekly or monthly basis who you might see. In other words, there isn't a strategy that if News International is 36% of the market, it follows that you should be seeing them 36% of the time, if I can put it in that way.
The strategy mapped out at the beginning of the year are the things you want to achieve, the policies you want to get across.
It's been gripping because of Robert Jay's style. He probes and pushes so gently, like a judicial masseur, the body politic shifts gradually without the political actors before him feeling the joints creak. There's none of the loyally swagger of courtroom drama, no feigned bluster. He doesn't play to the gallery. The truth the counsel for the inquiry seeks is teased out gently. The silences at the end of an incomplete answer to one of his questions howl around the courtroom and reverberate throughout the media. He's a thin-faced man with a parched beard and practical glasses. There's no pomposity. The forensic questions he poses are those of the white-suited crime scene investigator, not the point-scoring media personality. If his vocabulary is sometimes quaint, the phrase pellucidly clear sent me rushing for a dictionary, there's understatement too. He's undoubtedly one of my learned friends, but if the Leveson inquiry delivers anything useful, it will be largely because of him.